The booklets and answer sheets for Louisiana's LEAP tests come from a company called Data Recognition Corporation in Minnesota. They arrive and, for the Recovery School District, go straight to a warehouse.
We have to have a pre-approved storage facility and a pre-approved storage room. There are security guidelines around the room, the size of the room, and who has access to the room and the way that the room needs to be secured.
Vera Triplett is a veteran educator, former charter school executive, and now deputy superintendent of achievement at the Recovery School District. Each school has a testing coordinator. They make sure the pre-coded tests they pick up from RSD match their school's order. The right number of tests for each grade, for example. But Triplett says things do change.
For example, you might have a test for a kid that's no longer at your school, or you might have a kid who just started, you know, weeks before testing, and so you did not account for them in your order.
All special needs must be accommodated. Braille tests for blind students, tests for students whose first language is not English. There's a long list of special requests, right up to test day.
Maybe a kid broke his leg and now can't test on the second floor, which is where the approved testing environment is. We have to actually fill out a form to get another testing environment approved for that child.
That one student's broken leg might mean he needs a first floor testing room. But what if all the approved testing classrooms on the first floor are full? Can he take his test in the cafeteria? Maybe, but he'll need his own test proctor. And the space itself must be approved.
There are guidelines around the testing environment, around noise level, around movement. And so all of those things have to be controlled. Even if there is a single child testing, that child deserves to have the same testing environment that every other child in the building has had.
Triplett says after the several days of LEAP testing, students' coded booklets are put back in the same coded box and sent to Minnesota. They're scored by Data Recognition Corp. DRC also administers and scores tests for other states, Nebraska, New York, Alabama. The company declined to be interviewed for this story. But a firm that specializes in detecting irregularity on tests, Cavion Test Services, did shed some light on what happens once tests leave schools.
Well, you know, scanning of answer sheets occurred in the 50s, I think, and that was a big change. Since then, though, I don't think there have been huge changes.
David Foster is CEO of Cavion. He says what has changed is a rise in test fraud. Not students cheating on tests, but teachers and other educators tampering somehow with the results to boost their student scores.
Anytime there's a big breach, we usually get a call. And a lot of that's been in the state testing. So certainly our business has grown in that way.
States are on high alert after high-profile scandals. Last year, educators in Georgia were indicted for conspiring to alter or fabricate test answers. One of the most common things Cavion scans, erasures. Too many changes from wrong to right, something might be up.
When we see too much similarity, when we see too much aberrance, then we'll report the finding. Again, none of that means cheating, and we go to great lengths to not call it that. But the test score itself is suspect and should not be used.
But erasure analysis is going the way of the dinosaur, Foster says, because soon Louisiana schools will replace booklets, answer sheets, and pencils with those pink erasers with computers. Of course, computer-based tests raise new concerns.
You can't test as many students at the same time because it just isn't the equipment. A test that maybe took 3 days is maybe going to take 6 or 9. That longer window allows the harvesting of test questions early in that window to be shared with people taking the test later.
And any time of transition means a learning curve, the possibility of less reliable test data. People are not going to miss the booklets and answer sheets, he says, nor will they miss the scheduled deliveries, pickups, boxes, and logistics that come along with paper tests. But school districts can't let their guard down in making sure they're doing everything right. Again, Vera Triplett with the Recovery School District.
A lot of thought goes into making sure that the tests are fidelitous because you are making decisions about individual kids and about schools based on these results.
Test anxiety is yet another factor schools must try to manage and mitigate. If the pressures of testing cause students to give wrong answers on questions they actually know, then the test isn't doing its job, accurately measuring achievement. For WWNO, I'm Eve Troeh.